we've been learning the Gemara in Brachos, of Zion, that talks about the different zmanim of Tfilas Mincha, Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim as to whether the zman Mincha is Ado Erev or until Plag HaMincha. We know that Plag HaMincha is 1 1/4 hours before HaErev. And we don't know what HaErev is exactly. We saw Machlokes Rishonim as to what HaErev is. So, in addition to there being a Machlokes Rishonim as to whether HaErev is sunset or Tzeis Kohavim, we're going to find we're assuming that all the shows that are mentioned in the Gemara shows Manios, based on Perish Mishnayos, the Rambam. We didn't see anybody who disagrees. There are those who disagree, but we're assuming all the shows that are referred to in the Gemara are proportional shows, a proportional part of the Yom. So the question is, how do you define the Yom that it's a fraction of? And that's what we've been learning. We're learning the Gemara is all based on this Gemara in Pesachim, on the Sadi Gimel and Sadi Dalet in Pesachim. And it has to do with how you interpret the Gemara in Pesachim. So what I'd like you to do is just review that Gemara. We've seen it before. Remember, there's a couple of different shitas. We have the statement of Yehuda about it. Statement of Yochanan about how far can a person walk on a typical day, 10 parsos, and then that is how you calculate a mil. And so we're going to have to figure out. The main reason I want you to see the Gemara Pesachim is to see what is the way in which you calculate a Shor Zmanis, even though it never mentions Shor Zmanis specifically in the Gemara in Pesachim. That's where the source of the whole issue comes from. So go through the Gemara in Pesachim again with the Rashi. You don't have to do the bottom Tosos on the handout because that's Rabbeinu Tam. This is all assuming Rabbeinu Tam. We haven't gotten to anybody who disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that when is nightfall? Nightfall is 4 mil after sunset. Where does Rabbeinu Tam get that from? He gets it from the Gemara Pesachim, this same Gemara. And we're assuming like Rabbeinu Tam, okay? So we're going to try to figure out what is the shear of a mil, and what is the shor's manis. And the machlokas is going to be when you calculate the day for the purpose of the shor's manis, do you calculate it from alos ha-shachar until tzeis kohavim, or do you calculate it from sunrise to sunset?
So when you say what is the shor's manis, what is it a 12th of?
That's correct. Uh-huh. What is a 12th of? It's definitely a 12th of something. The question is it a 12th of the time, the interval between dawn and the night, Tzeis Kohavim,
right.
Or is it the 12th of the interval between sunrise and sunset? In any case, the end of the 12th hour is the last time for saying Tfilas Mincha according to the Chachamim. Remember, the Gemara wanted to say that if you hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's 1 1/4 sha'os manios before the Erev, so the Gemara said if it means the last plag, it ends up being the same thing as the Chachamim. So you see that the 12th hour is the Erev, whatever the Erev is. That probably is a little confusing to you. So what you have in front of you is the Gemara in Pesachim, and there's a shackle of attire in the Gemara Pesachim that you have to know very well, because the Gra is going to address, the second page, the second hand that is going to address the major issue of what is the interval that you use to calculate the 12th of. And it has to do with how you interpret this Gemara in Pesachim.
It's not a Gimel, it's not a Dalet, or both.
It's Tzadi Dalet, really, but you can't understand Tzadi Dalet unless you know Tzadi Gimel. And it has to do with the calculation of what a Shor's Manis is, and it has to do with the calculation of how long a mil is. But the Gra itself is, believe it or not, is in Hilchos Pesach. You'd expect it to be somewhere in Hilchos Kriyishma or in Hilchos Tefillah or Hilchos Shabbos. It's in Hilchos Pesach. And the reason why it's in Hilchos Pesach is because there's a halacha of a meal in Hilchos Pesach, and it has to do with the preparation of matzahs. That there's a din that if you leave matzah for a certain period of time without it being worked, it becomes chametz. And the period of time is specified as being a shear of a meal. So the question is, well, how long is a meal? That's where the Gra discusses it. I actually truncated the Gra, the piece of the Gra that I'm missing. I tried to indicate which piece of the Gra I'm missing by putting an ellipsis, but every time I did that, ended up, because of the formatting and alignment, that ended up putting the ellipsis not in the place where it belonged, so I wasn't able to really always indicate where the Gra is truncated.
Oh, like the dot, dot, dot?
Yes. But that's the only one I put in. What?
Three dots. Because by coincidence, or not coincidence, that the zman for something becoming chometz is the same as that meal?
Is it a coincidence?
It's not a coincidence. I'm saying that. Whatever that is.
It's a fact of nature, a rule of nature.
Phenomenon of nature that...
I guess so. I mean, whatever. However you define chometz, that's how long it takes. Kadei iluch mil.
I guess the question is, why is time expressed in milim?
Because there's no other way of expressing time. It's the time it takes to walk a certain distance. How would you like to express time?
As a percentage of the... as some measurement.
But that doesn't... as some measurement?
Say you said nightfall, sunrise to sunset, and that was the
time. So what should you express time?
And you divided that
up. So you want to say that if you want to know if your chometz became pesah, it became chometz, and if the dough became chometz,
right.
So figure out how long the day is, divide it by 12, and then you'll know.
Now, is it because there were no measurement devices, or because...
That was...
Or because... No, it could be... measurement is distance. It's not, you know, in that...
I don't think time is distance. I think that's just the way they had of measuring time.
Uh-huh.
Is how long it took to traverse a certain distance. How else would you what would you suggest as a way to measure time? I don't see an alternative.
You don't have the ability to measure a portion, a certain amount of time, a certain distance on a sundial.
Well, if you had a sundial, how many people do you think had sundials? This happens in every matzah bakery. They have to notice.
Yeah, but then man is dead, and I say, take a walk to the park.
No, but every person had. I guess you're right. It's not an exact thing for them either. Every person has.
Now we translate it into minutes and minutes.
Right, and then we look at our watch, because first of all, there's such a concept of a minute. I don't think such a concept. You didn't have an absolute. How did you measure times? You had a concept of a shah. Well, what was a shah? Well, according to the Rambam, a shah is
variable.
It's not 60 minutes.
It's variable.
It is a fraction of the day.
So then you can answer. That's why it can't be a minute, because it's not a measurement of a fixed amount. There's no such measurement.
But the reason
it's fraction of the day.
The reason why Chazal introduced
because it's a fraction of the day, so that would be variable. So you say no, it's not because they didn't have watches, because that's a variable time if on our hours, and the only thing that's fixed is walking. That's fixed. Walking is a fixed thing. But a minute, what does your watch look like? You know, there is no minute. A minute
right.
is a minute, maybe
for certain purposes there is such thing as
But I'm saying, but
not for the purposes of
a minute, right? But a minute, I'm saying a minute doesn't exist. There is no minute. We define a minute as 60
seconds.
Right, no,
there is no minute.
That's artificial.
What's a second?
No, but not because there's no watches.
Because
conceptually, there's no such thing.
It's just the only fixed thing.
It's
just
is
the
walking.
Convention.
Right. The only fixed thing is walking. So to the question of why it is, it's not because there was no watches.
No,
because
right.
There's no absolute
that's
minute.
True too.
The absolute
that's
is walking.
True.
That's the fix.
That's true too. The question is, even if there's no minute, why did they make reference to some?
Because what else is fixed? Well, how well would you do? You want to fix the amount of time. So that's the closest, you know, no?
Maybe. I think both things are true. There were no
true,
standards.
But
there's no standardized
that's true.
Time.
I'm not
and
that,
there was no way of measuring it either. If there had been.
All right. When we mivarach the chodesh, when they announced the molad,
they're
dividing it into divisions.